And we're back here with Gail Ardenbaugh, the author of Budget Bucks in Your Lap, becoming a more successful whitetail hunter anywhere. And I appreciate you hanging around with us again, Gail.
I'm glad to be here, Adam.
And again, Gail had a really good morning, kind of culminated all this morning over the last week since you were on the air with us last. You got a nice, big, dandy 8-point buck this morning, right?
Oh, yeah, thanks. I'm on cloud nine. He was on the scrape that I call my hot scrape for this year, along with several other ones. And I decided the last few days of bow season, I'm going to concentrate on just this one scrape and I'm going to hunt it. And a little after 8 this morning, I saw him come out and I saw the big tines as he was coming out into the cutting, and he was wandering around out there. And he may or may not have came to my scrape. I didn't want to take the chance. So I hit my grunt call lightly and he came right at me. And I shot him maybe 5 yards from my tree.
Wow. And how far up in the tree were you?
Oh, maybe 20 feet, 18-ish. Okay.
Pretty high angle, though.
Yeah. So, and he was coming at me, and I knew that, you know, I shot forward because it was going to angle back into his you know, his vital area.
So, sure. Yeah. Well, one shot, he went down?
Yeah, he's a dandy 4.5-year-old, and
you can see pictures, by the way, at our Facebook page, Adam Carpenter's Outdoor Show on Facebook, or at Budget Bucks in Your Lap on Facebook. We're going to kind of exchange and share posts today. One of the cool things about your buck, I noticed, had some broken tines on it.
Oh, yeah. That's another
thing. G1 was broken.
See, and that's another thing up in the UP, like we were talking, you know, you and I were talking a minute ago about how there's so few of those and the bucks are really aggressive. He busted off his brow tine, which is probably 3-4 inches long, and it's a pretty heavy duty brow tine.
Yeah,
busted off fighting, and he's got a big hole in his skull right between his
antlers. He's got an actual open sore from fighting. You can tell it. That's pretty good indicator that the bucks are way more aggressive this year than they have been. So you shot this buck. How far did he run?
100 yards, maybe.
Okay, not far at all.
Nope.
How long did you wait after you shot him?
Well, I was hunting with my cousin, and I texted him right away, and I told him I just shot a whopper 9. And of course, he knew what I was talking about. So we sat tight for probably an hour. Then I went and got him, and then we went and looked for it.
Yeah, and I called it an 8-point because it has the brow tine completely busted off. It really is a 9-pointer.
Yeah, yeah. He busted the brow tine right off at the base.
Check out the pictures at our Facebook page, Adam Carpenter's Outdoor Show, and don't forget that apostrophe S. All right, so back to your book. This is even more conclusive evidence that your book will work.
Definitely. I mean, if anybody wants to increase their chances of shooting a nice buck, the steps I have, the step-by-step method in my book, it's plain and simple. It's easy for anybody to do. If you're on a budget, you know, a college student, you don't have to spend much money. And I guarantee you the biggest bucks in your area will visit your scrape. And contrary to what a lot of people think, they do come during the daylight.
Well, if you want to find out how to set up for these and actually create mock scrapes and mock licking branches, which we should probably mention specifically this year as well, it's a really good idea probably this year more than ever to try and use an actual, or create a real licking branch versus a mock one where you're sticking it into the ground, because they're so aggressive this year. They're just tearing it up. And if you don't have a licking branch, the mock scrape will dry up.
Yeah, a lot of times I'll make my own licking branch if I found an area where there's, you know, where I want to put a scrape, or if there's a good tree for a tree stand. A lot of the times this year, more often than not, I'll go back to check my scrape. They tore the licking branch right out of the ground, and scrapes dried up, and so I've got to put it back in the ground again, and they keep tearing it up. So yeah, try to find a tree with an actual branch this year.
At least this year, because
at least this year
they're way more aggressive than usual. That's going to be good for those of you headed out there using this system. And again, you can pick this book up at Amazon.com, Budget Bucks in Your Lap. And we also have a few copies here at the studio. You can pick a copy up here, too. So stop on in and see us during business hours at Great Lakes Radio Shopping Show. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, actually, if I have a Facebook page, Budget Bucks in Your Lap. You just type that into Google and it'll bring my Facebook page up. Anybody, you know, I encourage anybody that has any questions or comments about anything in the book or deer hunting in general, feel free to leave me a message. And now that I'm not hunting, bow hunting now, I'll be able to get back to you quite, quite quickly.
Yeah, right. You filled your tag now. You're done. All right, Gail. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.